FarmWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
You know, Mary and I were talking during the break that this G-Block could very well be a Discover America segment. We had our team schedule it as a personal connection. It also very easily could be an open road segment with RJ. So we're considering it a bit of a bonus for all of you, if you will, today. As we reconnect with you from our New York City area studio on this February 21st, before we talk presidential road trips, well, we're sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
Fuel your wanderlust with more ways to get away, featuring a proud legacy with distinctive Hilton service. Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences that are going to deliver lasting vacation memories for you. With 200-plus resorts and places across the U.S. and internationally as well, they provide spacious upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
You know, wherever travel takes you, find more information at HiltonGrandVacations.com or just connect at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right, we're all connected to our country's history, and this is a big year for the USA with our 250th birthday. Between all that's happening for the semi-quincentennial, and since we're just coming off President's Day earlier this week, show friend Bill Cleveland joins us for today's personal connection that could fit a few different show segments, as Robert said at the rejoin. Why did we schedule Bill today? Well, we think his new book is the perfect guide to help you plan some historic road trips this year. Presidential Road Trips, 100 Places to Explore and Experience the History of American Presidents. I see Bill Holding. Let's patch him in.
Well, good morning, Bill. Always nice having you part of America's number one travel radio show.
Yeah, great to be back.
Something that Mary and I, listen, we were talking about it before the show today. We appreciate that you've personally invested so much of your own time, money, energy, all of that into visiting many of the 100 presidential sites for your new book, living up to your name, Bill on the Road, for sure. So you're always somewhere traveling around the U.S. I'm told today you're out in California, but today we're going to focus a little bit on these presidential sites. So certainly in Miami, there's a buzz down there with where President Trump wants to put his library, but we're going to stick to the book and the locations you've been. I want to take you to Texas, where folks will find George W. Bush's childhood home in Midland, as well as Lyndon B. Johnson's ranch in Stonewall, west of Austin. So do share.
Yeah, so actually I just went to the George W. Bush childhood home, I think about 6 months ago. And in the book, that there's about 100, I guess there's exactly 100 spots. And of the 100, I had been to like 96 of the 100,
yeah,
right?
I mean.
Over the course of a decade,
right.
You know. And so I went to the George W. Bush childhood home back in October. And if you know anything about Texas, certainly West Texas, you really have to want to get to West Texas. You just, you know, you drive and drive and drive and drive. But this was the place where the Bush family lived when George Bush Sr. made his first $1 million, and a very modest home. They've turned it into a little museum. You can go inside of the house, see how it was set up when the family lived there. And you can go inside of George W. Bush's childhood bedroom, and kind of a cute little funny story. They even have a toy train set on the floor. And when President Bush toured this site when it opened, he said, "Oh my gosh, I haven't seen that train set since I was a kid. This is amazing." And then, but what really happened was none of the docents had the courage to tell the president that they actually found it on eBay.
Well, listen, it fooled him. It was close enough. But what about Lyndon Johnson? So you got Stonewall there, west of Austin.
Yeah, and Lyndon Johnson's ranch was a kind of a bucket list item for me. I'd always heard about it. I was kind of fascinated with it. Folks can go in and tour the home. You can see the plane, the small plane that he would use to fly around in. And what's really interesting, at least to me, about this site is there's what I call a prize closet as you're going through the house. They have saved all of these things that Lyndon Johnson put his name on. He loved putting the White House logo and then his name on all sorts of giveaway items. And I think the craziest one was an electric toothbrush set that he would give away to people. And somebody asked him, "Mr. President, why on earth are you giving away an electric toothbrush set?" And Lyndon Johnson said, "Because I want people to think of me when they wake up in the morning and when they go to bed at night."
Oh my goodness.
And I bet that's worth a lot of money if you still have one of those toothbrush sets.
Bill, you certainly bring the details on that. That's great. So I'm going to get to another one in a minute, but since you're in our personal connection segment, I do want to ask you this. This is a segment where we discuss inspirational or transformative travel and the impact that it can have. So I'm curious, what inspired you to write the book to begin with, and what do you hope people are going to most connect with when they go through it?
Well, you know, people have asked me this about, you know, what did I learn or, you know, what was the most surprising thing? And like I said, this has taken me, you know, more than a decade, you know, since I started doing travel writing, of going to all of these sites, because you really, they're spread out all over the place. But for me, the most interesting thing visiting these homes, whether it's going through, you know, Dwight Eisenhower's living room or, you know, walking on, the front porch of James Garfield's home or whatever, taking this trip and visiting these places really makes these presidents seem human, which is really bizarre, I guess, to say. But I think we forget at the end of the day that these guys are, you know, they are in fact human beings.
Right, exactly.
And that really comes home when you're standing in their actual residences or in the places where they hung out, and you're learning about their families and, you know, whatever. Things they like to do, you know, in their spare time. And so for me, that was the most important thing. It kind of humanized the presidents going to all these places.
Well, listen, I mean, I'm glad you said that.
Travel does that anyway, I think, right? I think it kind of connects us all as humans.
We all put our pants on one leg at a time.
Different cultures,
I mean, it doesn't really
interesting.
Matter.
Let's head to Springfield, Illinois, and Abraham Lincoln's hometown. Bill, what do you want to share?
Well, I love Springfield. So I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, and Springfield's just 2 hours away. And so there's a lot of cool Lincoln history. Well, there's Lincoln history all over the place. I could have done a book, you know, called 1,000 Lincoln Places to Go To. But in Springfield, you can see the only house that Abraham Lincoln ever actually owned. It was the last house he lived in before he went to the White House. You can see the law office that he worked in when he was there. Of course, he was a state legislator in Illinois. You can go to the old state house. And then his tomb is located in Springfield as well, and you can tour that and go right inside to where he's laid to rest.
Yeah.
So last year on the show, we interviewed President Ulysses S. Grant, great-great-grandson on the show. We had a very interesting conversation with him. Grant's Cottage in upstate New York. That made it to the book as well, so do tell.
It did. That was another bucket list item for me as well, and it was so cool to visit. What's really neat, and you know this, I'm sure, since you've interviewed someone from the family, but they basically sealed that house up after Grant passed away. He spent the last 5 weeks of his life there. And so when he left, nothing was taken out. I mean, everything from medicine bottles that he was using to the flower display that was at his funeral. I mean, it's crazy. And the neatest thing, so Grant, of course, had throat cancer and couldn't sleep in a traditional bed. So he would sleep in these two leather chairs that were propped up together. And you are in this house, and you're standing right there at the leather chairs where, you know, Grant wrote his memoirs and spent the last 5 weeks of his life. I mean, it's just kind of chilling to be able to have that experience, but I loved that property.
All right, we got two more memories.
All right, so let's see if we can get to this one. National Museum of the U.S. Air Force. 2 years ago, we had them on the show. Lots to cover there in Riverside, Ohio, just outside of Dayton. Bill, what can you share?
Well, this is one of my, if I had to put a list of top 10 favorite museums of the entire country, this is in the top 10. I love this museum, and they have a presidential hangar on site that has a handful of presidential aircraft. So aircraft that Eisenhower had used and one that FDR used. But the cool thing is they have an Air Force One, and it was used by, I think, 8 different presidents. And what's most notable about that particular Air Force One is it was the plane that brought JFK's body back from Dallas to Washington, D.C. after he was assassinated, and Lyndon Johnson, of course, took the oath of office on board the plane.
Well,
and you walk right through the Air Force One. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool.
I know we've done the one in Reagan's library out there. But all right, so finally, the buck stops here, Bill. That, of course, is President Truman's famous quote. What do you want to tell us about the Truman Library? We'll bring you back to Missouri.
Yeah, my home state of Missouri. Yeah, I love the Truman Library. They just did a multi-million dollar renovation a couple of years ago, so it's all state-of-the-art now, really cool. My favorite kind of funny story about the Truman Library is when it first opened, President Truman had an office in the library, like all of these folks did at one time. And so he would go and work. And, you know, back in the day when this place opened, they didn't have, you know, voicemail or, you know, an answering machine. And so Harry Truman would just answer the phone if he was there by himself and the phone rang. And so these people would be calling in, asking for directions or different things or whatever. And it eventually got back to somebody that the president is talking to. And these people had no idea they're talking to the president of the United States. And eventually they got a receptionist or something to answer the phone.
Listen, this is all a microcosm of what folks are going to find in the book. Bill, nice reconnecting with you. Good information as always. And hopefully, you know, we've just boosted some more American patriotism today. And we've given folks, you know, a reason and also more places to go visit across the country because we have a great country. So thank you very much.
Yeah, you bet. It's available on Amazon. People can just look up presidential road trips and find it there. And yeah, appreciate you having me on.
Bill, thank you.
Absolutely, Bill. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
All right, well, I always enjoy these conversations with Bill. Folks, right now we're going to step aside for this bottom of the hour break. Bill Cleveland's book, titled, by the way, Presidential Road Trips, 100 Places to Explore and Experience the History of American Presidents. Go get yourself a copy during the break and then make some plans to go enjoy America, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.